me the thank you very much for giving me the prejudice to repeat again some part of my statement. Okay, so I will go back to the second two paragraphs. Okay, I start. On a similar note, I would like to emphasize the importance for the coming NPT review conference to produce a meaningful outcome, especially because this year marks the 50th anniversary of the entry into force of the treaty. In our view, concrete outcome in the field of nuclear disarmament is of crucial importance for the success of the conference. Japan, on its part, is determined to continue and even redouble its efforts to achieve common grounds through our national and also collective efforts. Now, let me touch upon certain specific issues to which Japan attaches great importance as far as the CD activities are concerned, namely FMCT and the outer space. FMCT is an important building block for a world without nuclear weapons. We must exert our political will to build on the discussions on FMCT thus far, and to commence negotiations as soon as possible in the CD. The CD has discussed this matter for many years. The issues concerning the components of the treaty have been amply addressed. I would like to recall that since 2014, both the group of government experts and the high-level experts preparatory group produced their consensus final documents that provided recommendations and indicated potential elements of a treaty. We have to make best use of these valuable documents for our further efforts on this subject. And now the outer space. The second issue is the outer space. As countries increase their reliance on space systems for their security and economic development, it has become increasingly urgent to deal with risks that may prevent us from maintaining outer space as a peaceful, safe, stable, and sustainable environment, open and accessible to all. We emphasize the need to transparency and confidence-building measures, as well as enhanced communication among states' space actors in order to reduce the risks of misunderstanding and miscalculations with regard to outer space activities. We request all relevant countries to remain committed to their responsibilities and obligations under international law, and to behave as a responsible actor in the outer space. On its part, Japan is ready to play an active role in promoting this issue, including but not limited to the discussions at the CD. Let me add, finally, that we support discussions on the effective functioning of the Conference on Disarmament, which could revitalize our work at this forum. Equally, we fully support the proposal by the former Australian presidency to make the rules of procedure gender neutral. In the remaining sessions, it will be important to quickly compile and agree on the annual report based on the review on our activities this year. The CD would benefit from a discussion on plans for next year's activities while exploring points of convergence and divergence on various topics, including the ones I mentioned today. In this regard, I look forward to further clarification from our UNODA and UNOG colleagues on the budgetary situation surrounding the CD. A briefing session by the UN Secretary to the member states of this body is very welcome. With current financial constraint due to the COVID-19, we are grateful again for the leadership of the P6+2 in guiding us in close cooperation with the Secretariat to enable us to properly conduct our works in order to complete our mandate, especially adoption of the annual report for this year. Thank you very much. And due to the technical problems, some of the my speech was missed. So I would like to submit my speech in a written form to the Secretariat. Thank you.